Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. And it's the Kings and the Pelicans. We got a lot to talk about with Jerry Reynolds coming up in a moment. Go back and look at last night's game and the absolutely tremendous game against the Golden State Warriors. Already good news for Sacramento. No Zion Williamson. He's going to be out at least 2 weeks, which means that the Pelicans advance. They won't have him for the first round against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And again, Ryan, we keep on talking about the Kings this year. They've had the advantage and had the table set up so well when key players are out, you know, but they haven't been able to take advantage. But they got a good opportunity on Friday.
No, and if they can't do it on Friday, just write the Pelicans off. Six times in a season is tough to swallow, but Grant, you're right. The chips are right in the right place for the for the Kings.
All right, let's get to Jerry Reynolds. Jerry, great to have you on here on this 4 o'clock show on this Wednesday. Let's first of all go back and look at last night's game. What impressed you the most about last night's win?
Well, I thought the defense was outstanding, especially at the guard line. And, you know, I thought that, you know, Steph Curry had to work hard to get a bad shot even. And, you know, without Steph Curry being a focal point of the offense, the Warriors become very vulnerable. And that's exactly what happened. You know, we talked about at the half last night that he would need to really get going. And he did to a degree, but not enough to. So it was defense. And I thought the other thing that struck me was the three guys, you know, not star, De'Aaron and Domas did what they do. You know, they had their game, but Keegan and Harrison Barnes and Keon Ellis really stepped up. They had more than you had any right to expect from any of those three guys. And to me, that was the difference.
Ryan?
Yeah, and in some ways too, Jerry, I would say that the injuries happening when they did, it gave the guys some time to kind of get it some run together and be ready for this. So that was a positive. The other thing I'm looking at is offensive rebounds. This team quietly has been a very good offensive rebounding team and keeping teams off the offensive boards as well. So if the Kings can get second and third opportunities, that exponentially ups their chances in any game they play in.
Yeah, you know, you're getting more guys trying to get them. I always said last year when the Kings got beat in the playoffs, that, you know, Domas got a lot of, you know, criticism for the fact that the team got out-rebounded so badly. And he deserved some of it, but he averaged 11 rebounds, which was only 1.5 less than his average. But the problem was nobody else was rebounding, you know, but Keegan has become a good rebounder. And your guard line rebounds very well. I mean, De'Aaron has become a very good rebounder, and of course Keon Ellis. So to me, that's, you got four or five guys that are in position to offensive rebound, that'll help your offensive rebounding.
Jerry, let's flash ahead now and look at Friday. Okay, the Pelicans have beat the Kings this year with their old lineup before the injuries. They beat them with their new lineup just last week. They beat them without C.J. McCollum. They beat them without Zion. They beat them without Brandon Ingram. So they beat them in every possible way, both with Herder as a starter and with Keon Ellis as a starter. So you're Mike Brown. What can you possibly do differently that will affect the game and help you get a win on Friday?
Well, I do think that the Kings defense, if they'll bring that kind of intensity and maybe take C.J. McCollum out of the game. Now, it's, you know, and Ingram has been injured. He's not in himself, to be honest. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't look good the other night against the Lakers in his return. He did not look good in 21 minutes.
He didn't look comfortable, and he wasn't in there at the end.
Right.
Which tells you something. And, of course, without Zion. So, now, Murphy, he's going to make shots if he gets them. But I do think the matchups are a little better than this time around. I mean, you couldn't really match up with Zion. And I thought, just taking a step further, I thought Coach Brown may have made a mistake in that game. He started early by double-teaming Valanciunas and then playing Zion head up by Murray.
Stupid.
Yeah, it made no sense. I mean, because Valanciunas, he's a very good player, but if you play him head up, he'd probably get 15. If you double him, he probably gets 12. I mean, yeah. he's not a guy to beat you. He's a good player. So I know they'll have learned something from that, and they did as the game went on. So then the other thing, I mean, the Pelicans, there's no way that they can come into this game and really take the Kings as serious as they should take them. You know, it's almost a trap game, I think, for the Pelicans. And
the season on the line, Jerry?
Well, the effort should be there, but I think human nature being what it is. You know, I mean, no, you're exactly right. You're saying, well, you're coming in to go to the next level. Yeah, they're coming in thinking we gotta get through this game so we can get to Oklahoma City. I think it is a little tougher for them to get mentally ready to play than it is the Kings. The Kings have everything. Like, say, hey, we owe these guys something.
Yeah, exactly right, Jerry. The other thing that I would add is they cannot allow the Pelicans to make a living outside the three-point line at all expenses. I don't care if you play everybody on the bench, drive them off the three-point line. They're shooting 45% on the season in the five meetings.
Yeah, you know, with McCollum and Murphy, I mean, these guys, they're shooters. And Alvarado normally is a pretty good shooter, too. He wasn't last night. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think that without Zion, they've got nobody that consistently can beat you inside the paint. I mean, Valanciunas is a pretty good shooter himself. But, McCollum, I worry about McCollum and Murphy the most. They're the two guys that I would really focus on. And I think the guard line should be able to put enough pressure on McCollum. And then Keegan on Murphy, I think he could hold him to a reasonable amount.
Jerry, what about the psyche of the Pelicans now, knowing that they're going to have to do this not only Friday, but if they win in the first round without Zion Williamson, and everyone in the locker room knows that Brandon Ingram's not back to where he was yet. So talk to me about that aspect of this game.
Well, it'll really be a challenge for the coach. Now, I mean, you know, this is a team that won 49 games with Ingram out a lot, with Zion out a lot.
So yeah.
They're used to, I mean, if there's ever a team that's used to playing without a star, it's them. Now, playing without two, that's something altogether. And, you know, I think Coach Green will say, you know, the old next man up and this, that, and the other. And I agree with that. It's just kind of like the Kings. I think the difference for the Kings is that, yeah, it's next man up. But here's the thing. If you're Mike Brown, what you've really done is telling, okay, starters, you're going to play 39 minutes to 35. And in playoffs and play in, you got rest. So you can do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jerry. I thought you were done.
Yeah, these guys aren't going to die playing 39 as opposed to 35.
No. And Ryan, Brandon Ingram is playing. I think we should point that out. We don't know how effective. I would say this, you know, coming back and getting some rust off and now having 3 days off between games may help him. So we may see a different version of Brandon Ingram, who's killed the Kings.
Yeah, he has killed the Kings. I'm kind of in the camp that all the pressure, though, is on the Pelicans. If you look and take a step back, it seems like the Kings going into it are going to be the looser of the two teams because this would be a massive collapse. But I'm not sure what you do on Brandon Ingram because he's been that hybrid. Maybe you throw a little more Keegan on him or you try to boss him around a little bit, but that's a tough one to me, Jerry. How would you coach that?
Well, I do think it's a problem. If he's able to play and Murphy's playing, Keegan could only guard one of them.
Yeah.
and so I don't know with the Harrison Barnes matchup, just exactly where you would go there. So that would be an issue. If Ingram's at his best, it will be tough because between he and Murphy, I don't think they can match up with both of them.
Well, and again, if you were told me that Zion Williamson was going to be playing, I would give the Pelicans an 80% chance of winning this game. I really mean that. He's just an unstoppable force. We saw what happened last week in Sacramento. He absolutely toyed with the Kings. This is a gigantic. Let's not undervalue that. This is a huge break for Sacramento. But Jerry, right before you came on, the Kings have had these type of breaks all season, and many times they have not taken advantage of them.
Yeah, that's been the biggest disappointment. You know, they've had bad teams with a lot of injuries and coming off back-to-backs and lost them. So you hope that last night's game was basically more of a reality of what we can expect. The next one, don't know that. You know, I got to say this about Zion. I was watching a Laker game last night, and LeBron James took a charge on Zion. And I'm telling you, Zion knocked him around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I mean, and LeBron got up and you know he's thinking, that ain't never happened to me. You know, I mean, I just got hit by a truck.
I'm pretty sure they're still wiping up the sweat mark from Keon Ellis the last game against the Pelicans. He tried to take a charge too, and it was brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you know, the only way to take a charge on Zion if you don't know it's Zion. You know,
I think it would be like taking a charge with Shaq. I think the Kings are going to play well on Friday. I really do. I just get a feeling they're going to have a very good game. But if the Pelicans are making their threes, it's still going to be very difficult for the Kings to win because, as Ryan said, they've been shooting at a very high clip. You know, and if they're able to do that on Friday, I still think they'll win because the matchup, Brandon Ingram is playing. He's not even in the injury report. We just don't know how effective. But if Brandon Ingram can be effective, okay, they're still a very good team, and they still present matchup problems for Sacramento.
No, exactly. Like I say, those forward matchups I don't like for the Kings, and that worries me a little. I'm just hoping that Ingram isn't 100% and that with the Kings' defensive guards, if they can just take McCollum, if they can take him out of the game, then I like the Kings' chances in this game. I really do. I'm cautiously – I mean, I know what's happened in the past, but I can see, you know, certainly no Zion. The Kings can match up pretty darn well.
Yeah, and the Pelicans give up a ton of three-point attempts, 29th in the NBA, giving up threes to their opponents. So if the Kings are hitting in transition in a high clip, or at least at a clip like last night, to me that changes the entire landscape of the matchups because going into it, they're only shooting 32%.
Yeah, but I agree with you, and that's why I still don't like the numbers in this game because the Kings' two best three-point shooters are not on the floor. Okay, they're hurt. And I don't know, I don't know if the Kings have enough offense to beat New Orleans if they continue to shoot the way they have in the previous meetings. That's what concerns me. Fox, you know, your guys that you're – Keon Ellis and De'Aaron Fox, right? They're a box of chocolates when it comes to three, okay? And Keegan Murray's been that way. Harrison Barnes. That can't happen on Friday. All these guys – as you said, particularly in transition in their open shots, have to hit a decent percentage from three or the Kings won't win this game.
Well, it's going to be a three-point game. Both teams depend on that. That's why they win. That's why they lose. And so, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, obviously, if Keon Ellis can keep shooting threes like he's been shooting them, it'd be a tremendous advantage. Yeah. You know, he's a 42%er since he's been in the lineup. Yeah. But that's where it's going to be. I think both teams will get threes. I think the best chance for the Kings is try to take away one of their key shooters from getting open threes. You know, just take something away, a key guy like McCollum. You know, get him out of the scoring load some way or another, and I'm not sure that the Pelicans can score enough.
How about Adam? He said, I'm going to New Orleans. I got a lower level row 8 ticket for under $200, that arena is going to be empty. It's not going to be empty, but here's the deal. New Orleans is, that's a bad arena and it's a bad crowd base. They don't support their team. I've said this for years. They don't deserve to have a team. There are too many other markets like Seattle and other cities that deserve to have a team. That city does not deserve the Pelicans. They have not supported them. It's a bad look for the NBA. We used to go there even when the Pelicans were good, and Jerry and I would look around and go, where the hell is everybody? People don't go to support the team. So the arena won't be empty because it's a big game. But, you know, the fact that you can, on 48 hours before the game, get a ticket on the secondhand market in row 8 on the lower level for under $200 tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where it's really a poor city for people. You know, yep. I mean,
it's a football town.
And of course, football, you could sell 70,000 season tickets in Redding,
yep.
California. I mean, you could put an NFL team anywhere.
Yeah.
but as Green Bay has proven. But anyway, yeah, it's just not a good basketball town. But I think it'll be pretty full, for a game like this. Because
It will be.
But I mean, it's like you and I remember, I mean, where they always got a kick that announced 14,000 when you could, at best, it'd
you
be
can count them on your fingers. Right?
So,
yeah. Anyway, I got off on a tangent there, but I just wanted to let Kings fans know, hey, if you really are, you want to do something fun this weekend, get on a flight and go to New Orleans and get a ticket on the secondary market. I look at the dynamic of this game. And again, if you look at all the meetings that they've had this year, the Pelicans really have not been healthy when they played Sacramento. They, as you said, Jerry, it seems like every time they play the Kings, they're without, a key piece. They didn't have CJ McCollum for the first two games and they still kicked their butt. They didn't have Brandon Ingram. They didn't have Zion Williamson for a game. I mean, so you're right. This team won 49 games with a variety of players out of the lineup. That does tell you something. It really does.
It does. And I mean, really, credit to Coach Green. I mean, this team.
Yep.
I really think the Pelicans, when they've got all their pieces and healthy, they match up with the best teams in the league. But that just hadn't been the case for them. And I'm not sure it ever will be. I think, Ingram and Zion, I'm not sure you're ever going to see a 70-game season out of either one of them.
I'm really disappointed I wasn't invited to lunch today, guys, at Bennett's.
They had the mushroom soup, Napes. They had the mushroom soup.
Killing me.
I know.
Did you go to the Roseville location?
We did. We did.
And yeah, Brian was there. I'm glad you saw Brian, but it was great to have you guys there. And I'm sorry that I was not able to join you. But next time. Again, if you go to Bennett'sRestaurants.com, you can make a reservation. Check out the menu. Prime seafood and steak at Bennett's. So, Jerry, what did you have today for lunch?
I had a chicken Caesar salad. It was great. And, definitely it was a case where Brian came by and said, boy, it's a good thing Grant in here. This will be more pleasant.
Yeah, he did. That's true. Hey, we had to settle him down.
The truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. So, Ryan, what did you have?
I went with the Grant Napier number 2, which is a cup of the mushroom soup and the chopped salad, the steak chopped salad.
I love that. Oh,
yep.
The redfish or the chopped salad is my lunch go-to items. But with the mushroom soup there, that is a must,
So gotta have it.
I'm happy you guys went there for lunch. And again, I'm sorry I missed you folks. Just go to Bennett'sRestaurants.com. All right. So what other aspect of this game, Ryan, do you think you already mentioned what you think is the key stat? And I think you're spot on based on the previous five meetings. What else do you see in this game on Friday?
Mike Brown. On Monday, he was asked about differences in the offense and what they should expect from the Kings before the Warriors matchup. And he said last year he was calling a ton of set plays. This year it's been mostly the guys. And so last night, Jerry and I talked about this, and Jerry's mentioned it as well. It was apparent there was a lot of set plays going on. Guys were getting downhill. There was more pick and rolls. There was more motion. So I think you've got to see exactly the same heading into New Orleans because you didn't see that in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I also have a problem here with Rich. Rich says I'd fly to the Big Easy if my wife didn't have me on a plane to Istanbul on Sunday. Jerry, help me out here. The Kings play in New Orleans on Friday, right?
Right.
Okay, So the flight from New Orleans to San Diego, assuming that you can go nonstop from New Orleans to San Diego, but even if you got to make a change, even if you have to make a change, it's 5 hours. So Rich could get up on Saturday morning with the time difference, gaining 2 hours. He could be back in his living room with his wife. I'm going to estimate before noon on Saturday, help her get everything together, do what they have to do. And then they'd have the rest of the day. They'd have Saturday evening and they could leave Sunday. So I don't want to hear about an excuse that you're flying to Istanbul on Sunday. The game is Friday, Rich. Come on now.
Well, Rich, if it's up to me, and I'd be more like your wife, just stay home, watch it on TV. And then if you got to go to Istanbul, then go. But
You guys got this all wrong. He's an SDSU grad, so he's already two steps ahead of both of you. Trust me. You guys are playing checkers. He's playing chess.
Well, I don't know what airline he's on, but if he's on Turkish Air and he's in business class, then I'm not feeling sorry for him. And if he gets to go to the business class lounge at Istanbul Airport, he's a lucky, lucky man. So, see, I'm not feeling sorry for Rich in any way, shape, or form. I don't know what airline he's on, but if he's on Turkish Air and he's in business class, then you're gonna have a great flight. I know he's not a coach. I know Rich ain't flying economy. I know Rich ain't flying coach. That's what I do know.
Not that long of a flight.
You know? Appreciate the Super Chat donation. Thank you very much. Light the beam. Where does this win rank in the best Kings win of all time? Personally, this one is my favorite, but I'm a millennial. Well, it might be your favorite. It's you know what? The reality is it was the 83rd regular season game of the year, and coming up on Friday is the 84th regular season game. The Kings are not in the playoffs yet, okay? And the reality is the Kings would not have been in the playoffs if they had kept the old system. Okay, they'd be out of the playoffs. So, listen, I think it's great for bragging rights. I've been reading a lot of things that erases the memory of last year. To me, it doesn't. You lost in the playoffs last year. You're not in the playoffs this year. Is it a big win? Yeah, I'm not going to undermine that. What happened last night was a big win. Is it nice to shut up the Warrior fans that were in the Golden 1 Center? Yeah, that's really nice. But to me, this was just, you know, I still think if you don't win on Friday, especially now with Zion Williamson, in my opinion, this has not been a successful season. That's just me.
Well, I think just for me, I mean, I realized it didn't have in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't a big game at all. But for me personally, the joy, the sheer joy of beating the Warriors and slapping them down, you know, it probably ranks higher than it should, but I don't care.
And Jerry, I borrowed one of your lines. I said Clay Thompson on the postgame show. I said, as Jerry Reynolds liked to say, Clay is a dead horse. And I hate to say that because I love him as a person. Yeah. I think he's just a consummate professional. I mean, every time we talk to him, I just am left with, wow, what a professional. And he's always polite. He's always saying thank you. And he said he's been a hell of a player, but it's just not there anymore.
He's been great for that city, too.
Bad. It's just really sad. I mean, the guy's a Hall of Famer, and, you know, we saw him at his greatness and when he was just one of the elite half dozen best players in the world, which he was, you know, because he was a defensive stopper, not just a great shooter. But so, yeah, sad, but it's the good days are over.
Happens to the best of them. Hopefully he's willing to take a little bit of a cut in a lesser role and find a team where he can make a difference, maybe on the court and more importantly in the locker room.
Yeah. Well, the Warriors, and we're going back and forth here, but their window's closed. It's closed. Yeah. And it's closed because we just talked about one guy, and it's closed because Steph Curry's not Steph Curry anymore. And what a run. I mean, Jerry and Ryan, let's talk about this for a minute. Where do you put them in historical conversation of best teams ever? I mean, they got to be in the conversation, right, Ryan?
Yeah, they absolutely do, Grant. I've lived through the Jordan Bulls. I've lived through, obviously, the Lakers and now the Warriors. You know, the Jordan Bulls, I think, are the best team that I've ever seen. But in my generation, the Warriors, the Steph Warriors, the Clay Warriors, they changed basketball more in my lifetime. And, you know, it's more three-centric. It's more team basketball. So I think they're right behind, to me, the Bulls.
Yeah, well, I think the Bulls are the greatest team I've seen. I mean, and, of course, they didn't shoot the three like they do now, but defensively they were just stifling. You know, I mean, so I've got the Bulls right at the top, and you know, you could go through different eras. I mean, obviously the great Celtic teams of Bird, McHale, Parrish, that group, Showtime Lakers. But I think the Golden State Warriors deserve a position to be right in there, you know, with the very best, and not just the four championships. And I've said this, and nobody agrees with it, but I don't care, is that the season they won 73, they didn't win the championship, but since they've won four championships, there'll never be another team win more than 73 games. And that's, you know, there'll be another champion this year. There'll be another champion the next year and the next year, but there'll never be another 73-win team. And especially the fact that they won four.
Well, especially the way, you know, coaches use their lineups and everything else now. Fosters and Paws, they're a group of passionate animal advocates, and they're looking for donors, fosters, and adopters. They have puppies available for adoption. Just go to fostersandpaws.org/adopt. They do great work. And I put out on my social media at Grant Napier Show an event that they have coming up this weekend. So check it out. fostersandpaws.org/adopt. They do fabulous, fabulous work. Yeah, there won't be. I'm with you on that, the 73 wins. That's just not going to happen anymore. And I look at, you know, you talk about that Bulls team. They did it. I mean, it was so fun going to. I still think to this day, Jerry, and we were blessed to go to so many great buildings. But the Michael Jordan era, before they moved into the United Center, the old Chicago Stadium, that was as good of an atmosphere as I'd ever experienced.
That really was. That was, I mean, you know, you had to be there to understand it. But what a marvelous atmosphere, an old building. And boy, and of course, Michael and the boys put on a show. Boy.
Hey, Ryan, Frank Layden back then was the coach of the Utah Jazz. And he called the walk from the bus to Chicago Stadium, the bus to the locker room at Chicago Stadium, the toughest 10 yards in basketball. And Jerry and I always used to laugh about that because it was in one of the worst areas of the city. And then you had to walk down steps to get to the locker room. But Frank Layden, I love that. The walk from the bus to the locker room at Chicago Stadium, the toughest 10 yards.
10 yards.
In basketball. And well, Ryan, we could share a lot of Frank Layden stories. He was a joy to be around.
He really was. What a funny guy and a good coach. Very good coach. Yeah. I mean, he was a lot tougher minded than people realize. But I know Jerry Sloan, you know, would always tell Frank Layden stories and how good a coach he thought he was as well.
Jerry, I would think the walk back from the locker room to the bus was the toughest 10 yards in basketball because you normally got your ass kicked as you were walking up the stairs and you had to think about, gee, good thing we're getting the hell out of here, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say that's one of the great memories for me. My first game I coached in the arena.
We won.
We beat them in overtime and, you know, and
always remember. Roddy McRae had a good game, right?
Yeah, he did. I had a word with Michael. People always said you talked. I have talked to him some since, but I always remember during the game I was kind of got in the way a little bit. He had made a shot, and he said, "Get the hell out of the way, coach." And so I said, "You know, I don't want to say exactly what I said to him, but so anyway, that's how we got to know one another."
The reason why I remember Rodney McRae is we had him on the post game, and Rodney had one of the driest sense of humors, and Rodney was the type of guy, Rhino, that looked like he was in a bad mood every single day of his life. He just had that look, and he kind of mumbled when he spoke, but he was one of the great guys. Rodney, to this day, Jerry, is still one of my favorite players that I've ever been around. I love being around Rodney McRae. Terrific, what a great guy.
And a terrific player. He was a very good player, you know, and won a championship in college, third pick in the draft, the whole bit. But Rodney make Keegan Murray seem cheerful.
And Ryan, he was back in the old days. Rodney McRae had a big base, and he played with his back to the basket. And Jerry, to this day, still had some of the best low post moves I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, he had the big rear end. He'd put that rear end on him. They couldn't get around. I mean, the guys, he'd just pin them back there.
Yeah. You know, but anyway, it's always fun to reminisce. But yeah, I got to put the Bulls up there too. All right, so let's fast forward to Friday. You know, you're going to have to beat this team at some point. I mean, if you played them 82 times, they wouldn't win all 82 games. Sacramento's got to feel pretty good. They have an extra day of rest. They understand that this team's kicked their ass five times. They understand that they're going to be shorthanded and maybe even shorthanded and more if Ingram's not. First of all, I don't believe Brandon Ingram is going to be 100%. So I'm just going to go on record and say I don't think that's possible for him in 72 hours to go from what I saw last night to being 100%. So,
yeah,
you know, I think we have to be realistic about this. But you got to do it, Ryan. They still haven't done it, even with key members out of the lineup this year. So I'll believe it when I see it, I guess, is the mantra that I'm going with.
Yeah, I think we went with the same thing last night because the Warriors have Steph Curry, but I'm with you, Grant. But the thing about this Kings team, it's like, you know, if it's going to be one of those games where they're there, you know, in the first 5-10 minutes, if they're going to be around, say come out attentive, you know, they're in there, trading buckets or getting stopped. So that will be a big thing that I look for right off the bat, because the first 4 or 5 games got out of control fairly quick.
Yeah, I think the thing to look for real early on is the defensive intensity, because you know, you may go out there and miss open shots. You know that's going to happen, but what kind of shots is New Orleans getting? You know, are the Pelicans getting easy open looks, or are they really having to work for their field goals? Now they may have to work for them and make them, and the Kings have easy ones and miss them, but that'll still tell you how the thing's going.
And Ryan, dribble penetration has killed the Kings against the Pelicans. They're able to get wherever they want to and then kick out. And, you know, we even saw that last week. They break down the defense. They make 3 or 4 passes on the perimeter. That's the one thing the Pelicans do unbelievably well. They make that extra pass, and it's boom, boom, and it goes faster than the defense. But it normally starts because they're able to beat you off the dribble.
Yeah, the Kings, we're not expecting them to have perfect on-ball defense, but I think we can look for the expectation to at least drive them to certain spots in the floor if they are going to get by you, so that way you have some help. But I do think, like Jerry said, with what I saw last night with the Kings defensively, looking at those matchups and kind of targeting, I expect a little of the same in that pressure. It hasn't been there against New Orleans, not one time this year. And to me, that's a team that if you can do it to the Warriors, you can probably do it to New Orleans as well.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I mean, look right away at what kind of ball pressure are you, you know, are you in front of them and you staying in front of them and making them turn, you know, to get down the floor, just the little things. If the Kings are doing that, I think they've got a real good chance to win. It's just pressure on the ball, pressure on the ball.
Yeah, and, see, I disagree with you a little bit, Ryan, about what you just said. I don't think this team and I'm going to go back to when we had Larry Kruger on the show 2 days ago. Larry hit everything right on the head, and he talked about that this is an old team with a couple of young players that aren't ready for the prime time. He talked about Steph Curry's not right. He talked about Klay Thompson and being very long in the tooth. He talked about Wiggins not going to be a factor. He hit it on every single thing. This Pelicans team is more athletic. They don't have Klay Thompson on the floor playing that position. They have C.J. McCollum. C.J. McCollum's not going to go 0 for 10. I don't care who's on him. I don't care if you have 5 guys on him. He's not going 0 for 10. This is a different animal. The Pelicans went into San Francisco and beat them, okay, the night after they came in and steamrolled Sacramento. So I don't know. I do think the Kings will play good defense, but I don't know if good defense is going to work against this Pelicans roster if they're able to just simply break down the defense, which they did last week against the Kings. Same players on the floor, biggest game of the year. Now think about this. That was the biggest game of the year for Sacramento, and the Pelicans went in there and kicked their ass, but they did have Zion Williamson. So that's the difference.
One quick thing to keep in mind, I'm still paying attention to the Pelicans injury report to see if Alvarado shows up. He kind of tweaked his ankle foot last night. He played through it, but you talk about penetration and speed. He does that for their second unit.
He's not on there today. I would say that.
He was not today.
Not on there today. I looked before we started the show. Yep. Zion's already on there as being out, but he's not on there.
Yeah, and he's a real factor defensively too. You know, he's a guy that really makes it tough on Fox. And I think has always given De'Aaron some trouble. De'Aaron's not used to going against guys who are probably quicker than he is.
That's a good point. He is quick. That's a very good point. Hey, I want to tell you about Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital. They are a full-service hospital. They do it all. And when your pet needs urgent care, they are available. Again, they are in Auburn, but they serve the Foothills, Roseville, and the greater Sacramento area. And again, they've got the most modern technology. They have the best in pain management protocol, dentistry. They do, you know, orthopedic surgery. Again, urgent care. When your pet needs to be seen, they are available. That's Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital. So I think it's probably, would you say it's good for both teams right now to have the extra day off? I mean, would you, if you're Sacramento, would you rather just be playing tomorrow if you had your druthers based on what we saw from Ingram and, you know, the other, the turned ankle, as you said? I mean, or do you think it's good, Jerry, to have the extra day right now?
I think it's good to have the extra day because I think you want your starters are going to have to play huge minutes. And so, I'm sure it's good for the Pelicans as well with the injuries and giving Ingram more time. But I do think the rest is good for the Kings.
I think it's, I agree with you there. And I think it benefits the Kings on the backside too, because the Pelicans have to think we should have been the sixth seed and now we're looking at being out of this thing all together.
I'll be surprised if the Kings do not play an A game on Friday. That will surprise me. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to play very well. And I think at the end of the game, we're going to have to be talking first and foremost about De'Aaron Fox. Yes. And I understand that there's a lot of other parts to this, but I still think in this game, where if the Kings are winning, I think we're going to start off by talking about De'Aaron Fox. I really do.
Well, he's the most talented player, and you know, he's got to come up big, just like McCollum or Ingram does for them. And but I agree with you, Grant. I think the Kings are going to bring a really good game at him. May not be good enough. That's what we don't know. But I think they're going to bring a good game. And if they get beat playing their best,
then that's fine.
That's fine.
Exactly.
Jerry, what about those T-shirts bringing back memories from the good old Jerry Reynolds show and when we did those shows in the studio, huh?
Yeah, sure did. I mean, my gosh, I've got one hanging here. I haven't, you know, I'm afraid to look at some of that stuff because it reminds me that I wasn't always old, you know. pretty cool.
And, yeah.
It looked like.
What do you got for us, Rhino?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rhino, show us those shirts, man.
Yeah. You want to see these bad boys? We've got the autographed Jerry Reynolds original. That one's a pretty cool one.
Yeah.
And these are all going to be framed as well. We're going to have a specialist iron them out because we don't want to do it ourselves. No. There's autographs on these things. This is Larry Bird and Jerry. Right here, signed on this shirt, perfect condition, absolutely gorgeous, one of a kind. And then you've got Jerry and Tizzy.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even remember doing that. And
I'm surprised you remember what you had for lunch at Bennett's today, to be honest with you.
Well, another couple of hours, I probably won't, but... I'll be good to about six, you know, once I
Hey, remember New Works Plumbing, because they've got a fix for you for your plumbing needs and repairs. Just go to sacserviceplumbing.com or the numbers on your screen. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. So, Rhino, explain to the fans how this is going to work in terms of those shirts.
Yeah, we are just about to go live with the auctions, and they're going to be linked. We'll have links here on the show when we're live, but also we'll put links on Grant's website. You can go to the website. It's a third-party bid. Now, each shirt comes with a special experience. One of them is digital time with Grant. You get to be one-on-one with him, private forum, not going public. If you want to be a broadcaster, what a better opportunity to pick his ear. If you want to talk Kings, hockey, whatever it may be, Grant's going to be there for you. Second experience, you get to play some golf with me and one of your other friends. You can bring somebody else at Valley High Country Club this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. A pretty cool one. That is a cool one. And then the last one is actually courtside with me at a Stockton Kings game and dinner at Bennett's beforehand. Just like Jerry and I were there for lunch.
And I want to give a special thank to Mark Cholas. He was a former co-worker of mine at Channel 31, and he did a lot of stuff behind the scenes for the Jerry Reynolds Show. And Mark reached out to me. I forgot we had these shirts, and he said, "Napes, you know what? Remember those shirts? I got these shirts. I went through them. I don't need them." He goes, "You know, maybe you could use them on your show." And I said, "Mark, thank you very much." So I want to thank Mark Cholis, who worked with me for many, many years at Channel 31 and did a lot of work with the Jerry Reynolds Show and the Kings when we televised the games back then. So a big thanks to Mark Cholis.
No doubt. And you know the other people I want to thank really quick? Oh, go ahead, Jerry, and then I'll do it.
No, I was just thinking, you know, of the digital time with Grant. I mean, I think what an opportunity it would be for some Giants fan, football Giants fan,
to yeah.
talk to Napes. They can go back through the history of the damn game. He can tell you...
And I'll get Jim Stamos on that call too, Jerry.
Or it could be a Cowboy fan, and they can make Grant through the history of the Cowboys.
If you read the fine print on the thing, there's no talk on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, speaking of the fine print, I do want to say this, and I want to thank all of our audience that's been here this season, last season. One thing you know that we don't do, we don't ask for Super Chats. We appreciate them. We don't ask you to donate to get comments read. That's not how we do things. But once in a while, we do special things like this for the channel. Proceeds are going to go to the channel to bring us content like this, upgrade Grant, and then also for our wonderful guests. So please help us out if you are interested in those really cool pieces and experiences.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Ryan. Jerry? Yes. It should be a lot of fun. We'll talk to you at halftime on Friday. And I just have a feeling the Kings are going to play a very good game on Friday. Will it be good enough? I mean, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. But I will be very surprised if when Ryan and me are doing the post-game show, we're talking about how the Kings did not play well. I don't see that scenario. I think they will play well.
I do, too. I mean, I am cautiously optimistic. I know who they're playing, the history. But I think this team is going to go in there with some confidence, and the defense is maybe going to make it tougher on these guys finally.
Yep. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jerry. All
right. Ryan, looking forward to Friday with a full lineup. I also want to let everyone know that I will be on in about 20 minutes over on Listen App. Yeah. You can get the app, whether you're on Apple, whether you're on Android, and I take phone calls. It's basically like a radio show on the internet. Yep. It's called Listen App. Very easy to navigate on your phone, and we take calls, and I'm going to be doing that in 20 minutes.
It's a lot of fun. Get over there. Wait, what's today, Grant? What's today?
Today's Wednesday. Open Forum Wednesday.
Open Forum Wednesday. You and I had some fun back in the day.
Oh, boy. Open Forum Wednesday. Yeah, we did. You gave me some great ones, and you still to this day have been one of the disappointing moments in the history of my life.
Oh, gosh.
When you asked me, you know, who was number 7, and I got the answer wrong, and it was my dad's college football coach and the great Hall of Fame center, Mel Hine. And to this day, that plagues me, and I will take that to my grave, and I've apologized to my dad many times. My dad would be so disappointed in me, so thank you for giving me one of the worst moments of my life.
Grant, you know what? I had to repay the favor because, you know, I almost wasn't even ever on this show when I said you were from Siaska, Manuka, New York on our first podcast. Hey, really quick before we want to get out of here, speaking of the auctions, we want to give a huge thank you to InVision Web Design. That's right. Go hit them up at 916-905-4293. Max and his team are at the cutting edge of web design. Do you have a website already? Great. Do you want it to be more functional? Give Max and his team a call. One thing they take huge pride in is customizing every experience to each customer. And Grant can speak for it. I can speak for it.
Yeah, Max is great.
Great and always been there when we needed it. So huge thanks to New Vision or InVision Web Design. That's 916-905-4293.
Thank you, Max. And thank you for the Super Chat donation. We greatly appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. And again, Max, if you're watching, we appreciate you very much. And thank you for all the work you've done. Ryan, 2 days left. Going to be a lot of fun. And we'll see what happens. I'll do a show tomorrow. I'm not sure what time, and we'll do kind of a preview, and we'll have some fun with that. But to everyone else, thank you for your support, and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. All right. We always appreciate that.
And get over to Listen app right now. Yeah. Get to Listen app.
All right, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.